when we're not in trials, more difficult to say when we are in trials. So Job continues his response to his friends here in chapter 14, where he says, "Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such an one and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest till he shall accomplish as an hireling his day. For there is hope of a tree, if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of the water it will bud and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth and wasteth away, yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As the waters fail from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lieth down and riseth not, till the heavens be no more. They shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldest hide me in the grave, that thou wouldest keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldest appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire of the work of thine hands. For now thou numberest my steps. Dost thou not watch over my sin? My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and thou sewest up mine iniquity. And surely the mountain falling cometh to naught, and the rock is removed out of his place. The waters wear the stones. Thou washest away the things which grow out of the dust of the earth, and thou destroyest the hope of man. Thou prevailest forever against him, and he passeth. Thou changest his countenance and sendeth him away. His sons come to honor, and he knoweth it not, and they are brought low, but he perceiveth it not of them. But his flesh upon him shall have pain, and his soul within him shall mourn." So, "Few days and full of trouble" is our title tonight. Lord, give us wisdom. Use your word in our hearts this evening. We thank you for the privilege to open it together. Please teach us now. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So really, that first verse says it all, doesn't it? He's stating a fact that, remember, he didn't have the written word. We do. And that fact is that, first of all, we don't live very long compared to eternity. And Job is trying to speak some sense into his friends. But how long do we live? Well, it says in verse 5, his days are determined. By who? It says his months are with thee. So God has already determined, God already knows how many days we get on earth. We don't know. But God knows, because God knows everything, and God has a plan for each of us. But our days are few, and we must always keep that in perspective, because we look at our lives here on earth as long. God looks at it as very short, and that's important that we get that straight. So let's look at some scriptures on this, Psalm 39, verse 5, and be reminded tonight that sure enough, we are a few days. Psalm 39, verse 5, God says, "Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state is altogether vanity." So God says our days are as an handbreadth. Then let's look at some New Testament, James chapter 4, verse 14. And we'll see that this is Old Testament, New Testament truth, that our time, our earthly time, is short. Though we look at it as long, we talk about someone being over 70 as being old, not 50, but 70. But notice James 4:14, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." So New Testament, Old Testament, it doesn't matter. God says the same thing. Our life is a vapor, it says. Well, we know how long a vapor lasts. And then 1 Peter 1:24, the last one on this. that man's days are few. He says, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. So our lives are like vapor. Our lives are like grass. Our days are like a handbreadth. Are you getting the message? Our time on earth is short. Hence why we should make the best of it. Amen? Which is what God tells us in the New Testament. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, to all of the glory of God. Make it count before it's over. So a man's time is short. Job is stating something that he's been taught by the Lord. But also, it says in chapter 1 of verse 1 of chapter 14, not only are days short, but they're full of trouble. Not very positive, is it? Our days are short, and the days that we do have are full of trouble. But doesn't the Bible say the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked? Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. And then if we want to see God expound on this, go to Romans chapter 3, probably the longest contiguous passage on the sinfulness of man. But our days are full of trouble. Look at chapter 3 of Romans, starting in verse 10. And let's just be reminded how bad it really is. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's us. If it wasn't for salvation, we'd be in serious trouble. Amen? So man's life is a few days and full of trouble. Let's look at just another passage in chapter 15. Matthew 15:19. As Job reminds us that our days are few and our days are full of trouble. Matthew 15:19. And they smote him on the head with the reed and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees worshipped him. That's Mark. Sorry. Matthew 15:19. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. So again, and we could go on and on, finding all the descriptions of how wicked we really are. If it wasn't for salvation, we'd be in serious trouble. Amen. We are a few days and full of trouble. So back to our chapter. Job then explains to us, verse 4, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? So it's a rhetorical question. Only God can do that. And sure enough, the day we were born again, God did that very thing, did he not? He took an unclean thing and he made it clean. And the Bible says we're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we are forgiven of all of our sins. The Bible says that we're justified, we're sanctified, we're cleansed, and we could go on and on. All of these miraculous things God does for us when we get saved. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Not one man can do it, but God can do it. Amen? And he's done it for us. Verse 5, seeing his days are determined. So again, God has decided when our bounds are. Remember the parable of the rich man who wanted to keep storing all of his goods in bigger barns. And God said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. In other words, God decides, now's your time. Doesn't matter where we live, how dangerous it is, God's in control. But we will all face death if we don't face the rapture. We know Hebrews chapter 9 says it's appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So, chapter 14, verse 14. If a man die, shall he live again? Well, the world asks that question, don't they? And that is the question that Christianity answers. Amen? The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Jesus said in, in John chapter 11, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die, in John 11, 26. So what is Job saying? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. So what does he mean, till my change come? And so he's going to answer it for us in chapter 19. Let's turn over there of Job. Now remember, these are truths that God has revealed to Job outside of the Word, which was not written yet, because Job happened prior to Moses. But notice Job 19, verse 25, and we'll get to 19 soon, but Job here is giving us really one of the answers to the whole thing. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth, and though after my skin worms destroy this body. So he's acknowledging, just like he is in chapter 14, that yes, our bodies will decay, yes, our bodies will be destroyed, they'll be eaten by worms, whatever. Then he says, yet in my flesh shall I see God. So he's acknowledging that we're going to get a new body and that we get to see God. Praise the Lord. So Job is expressing his hope in these great truths, not hope in the sense of maybe it will happen, but hope in the sense of I know it will happen, just like we have a hope of the return of Jesus Christ. We have a hope of heaven. Job had these same hopes. And sitting there in the ash pile, having lost all that he lost, he was holding on to that hope. And we can do the same. Even though our days are few and full of trouble, we have an amazing hope that one day we will see the Lord again. And Jesus expressed that beautifully in the upper room in John 14. Let's turn there. Most of us know the passage quite well. But the disciples were a bit afraid. They knew Christ was saying that things were about to change, and he kept saying he was going to die. They didn't quite understand what that meant. And so Christ here in chapter 14 of John just encourages their hearts. In verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. So their hearts were troubled. Jesus is talking about dying. He's talking about leaving them. And so he says, let not your heart be troubled, gentlemen. But you believe in God, believe also in me, in my Father's house and many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And he says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. That's a hope that we can all claim. That we have mansions waiting for us, and that Jesus will come to receive us, that where I am, there you may be also. We get to join the Lord in heaven. And we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5:8. And so Job here, yes, he's explaining to his friends, gentlemen, in our best state, we're vanity, we're a few days, we're full of trouble, we're wicked. As we're told in Jeremiah 10, we don't know the way. I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not within himself. We don't even know what to do. We don't know what's right and wrong. And outside of God's intervention, we're in serious trouble. But Job knew all of that, and that's why he was able to say, but I still know one day I'm going to get a new body. One day I'm going to see God, and we can do the same. So in this short time that we have, what does God want us to do but serve him? Give him our all. Bring him glory. Tell others. Just put God first. Because what we do here on earth is short, but it does have an impact on what happens in the future as far as rewards. But that's not why we should be serving, is it? We should be serving because we love the Lord. So man in his best state is few of days and full of trouble. And those days have been predetermined by the Lord. Imagine that. And I'm not talking Calvinism here. But God knows. God already knows when our last day is. So what does he say? Verse 14, till my change come. Amen. Till my change come. So let's finish at Philippians chapter 2 this evening. When my change comes, even though I'm a few days and full of trouble, I will one day get a new body. Actually, at chapter 3, of Philippians, verse 20. Philippians 3:20. Look what the Lord says. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 21. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. We get a body like Christ's resurrection body. So we, like Job, can say, though man's days are few, and though man's days are full of trouble, we, like him, can say, all the days of my appointed time, I'll wait until the change come. We can make that same glorious declaration. There's a change coming. I get a new body, I get a new home, and I get to see Jesus. And as the song says, it'll be worth it all when we see Christ. Amen. So you may be in the middle of a horrible trial. Be like Job and say, I know it's short. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, 2 Corinthians 4:16 and 17, it's but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It's just for a moment. I know, based on the Word of God and my salvation in Christ, that I will see the Lord, and I get to see Him forever. Praise the Lord. Let's pray.